Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. Today on this special Piano Jazz, we remember singer-pianist Shirley Horn. Ballads were her specialty, and when she started singing, you couldn't help but be overcome by that velvety voice and her slow, dramatic phrasing. Shirley was also a brilliant piano player, and when she accompanied herself, well, it just didn't get much better than that. And I was lucky enough to have her on Piano Jazz in 1990.
Shirley, you've got a wonderful new album out on Verve, and it's doing great, isn't it?
It really is, and I'm so excited about it. I love it.
It's on the, I understand it's number 5 on the Billboard chart.
With a bullet.
With a bullet?
Yeah, I don't know what it means, but it's supposed to mean something good.
Well, how does it make you feel? Is it the first time you've had something like that?
Well, the last one, Live at Vine Street, made it to number 5, and I didn't really scream and jump and shout. You know, I don't know how to feel about it, really. I'm grateful that people love my music.
Well, maybe you're going to find out how to feel very soon with this one, because maybe this will go up to 4 and then 3, and then maybe this one is going to go right up to number 1. Yeah. At least I sure hope it is.
I do.
I think what we really should do, before I go on babbling away here, I would just love it if you'd do a tune from the album. Sing and play one, will you?
Okay.
What's this going to be? Which one?
But Beautiful.
Oh, I love that tune.
Love is quiet or it's mad. It's a good thing or it's bad. But beautiful to take a chance, and if you fall, you fall. And I'm thinking I wouldn't mind at all. Love is tearful or it's gay. Love's a problem or it's play. It's a heartache either way. And I'm thinking, if you were mine, I'd never let you go. But that would be but beautiful. That would be but beautiful. know.
You know, what never ceases to amaze me is how you play those fantastic harmonies, like against your own singing. And I want to tell you, really, I just envy what you do. But behind yourself, it's so amazing because you kind of sing notes that are not in the chord, and it's really wild. At least it is to me, because if I was singing, which I can't do, of course, I would probably go off key or wander away or something. But it's just so natural with you. Obviously, it is.
Yeah, it's so, like second nature. You know, I've been asked so many times, what do I love most, the singing or the piano? Well, the piano came first, but now, you know, it just fits together. You know, like potatoes and gravy and bread and butter.
Peaches and cream.
That's right.
But, you know, either you told me or somebody told me that when you were a kid, you played and practiced a lot and stayed at the piano for hours, and that, was it your mother that bribed you to stay away from the piano?
Oh, yeah. She said, please, you know, do something else. You know, don't play the piano anymore, because it's the only thing I wanted to do. You know, and
it's funny because I was the same. In fact, I remember sitting in our so-called drawing room in the wintertime. Yeah. It was freezing cold. And I would play by the hour, and I could hear my mother and father in the hall talking. Yeah. And he's saying, is that what she does all day? Doesn't she ever do anything else? And I can sort of hear this, but I'm still going on, you know.
Right, right.
And I didn't really have a teenage life for that reason. Yeah. I just loved to play.
No, I remember sitting in my grandmother's, we used to call them parlor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody went in the parlor, right? There was a piano there and the beautiful furniture and what have you. But I called my grandmother Mama, you know. I'd always go there as a child. You know, I just remember, it was very cold always, you know. And Mama used to say, let her play there, you know. And that was my interest, you know.
You know, I was just thinking something with you having such a success with this record. I hope nobody tries to stop you playing and say, why don't you be a stand-up singer and get away from the piano like they did with Nat Cole. And you're not going to let them do that to you, are you?
Never. Never.
Good. No. I'm so glad to hear that, because that's an integral part of the whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah, incidentally, yeah. I can't wait to hear another song. Please, how about doing something else from the Verve album?
Okay.
All right.
This is called The End of a Beautiful Friendship and Just the Beginning of Love. Yes.
Great.
This is the end of a beautiful friendship. It ended a moment ago. This is the end of a beautiful friendship. Your eyes told me so. Like sister and brother, until tonight when we looked at each other. That was the end of a beautiful friendship and just the beginning of love. Of a beautiful friendship, it ended a moment ago. This is the end of a beautiful friendship, I know, 'cause your eyes told me so. We were always like sister and brother until tonight when we looked at each other. That was the end of a beautiful friendship and just the beginning of love.
You know, when I hear you play, I wonder if you ever played with a big band, because the way you comp, it just sounds like you might have been with a bigger group than, you know, a trio, which is what I've always heard you with. Is that true? Did you?
A long time ago, I used to play with a big band.
Where? At home?
In Washington, yes. Bill Potts, maybe you know.
Bill Potts, of right, course. Yeah. Of course.
I was the only broad in the band, right? And
what a thing to say. They were lucky to have you.
It was so much fun. But that's the way I feel. I hear it. I hear big band in my music. I hear a lot of times I'll play something and I'm looking for some help, like maybe 18 pieces or so, and I'll roll. That's coming, and that's the only way I can express it, you know. But I hear big band.
No, it really comes out that way. In fact, I was sort of leading up to something, Shirley Horn. I'm thinking to myself, wouldn't it be nice if you and I would do a duet, and then I could actually get to play a couple of choruses. You could comp for me, and I can comp for you, and the people don't know what comping is. It's accompanying. I guess there's one or two people out there might be scratching their heads and saying, what is comping? But most of us know. So how about if we try Isn't It Romantic?
Okay.
In the key of C?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I see who has the last word in this duo.
No.
That is such a good tune.
It is.
That was fun. Now I'm going to play one for you.
Oh, yes, please.
And a while ago, I had Henry Mancini do piano jazz here with me. And, of course, we did a lot of his tunes. And this is one which I had never known that well, but I've always loved Dreamsville. You know that tune?
No, I'm familiar with it. I've never done it, but please do it.
I'd love to hear you sing it. I think that should be something to consider for the future.
I will.
Well, I'm going to be like a piano demonstrator now, or try to be.
Come on.
sell you on the song.
Thank you. Isn't that beautiful?
Isn't that a pretty song? You know,
magic.
He has so many.
Cool.
No, now then I want to hear you do that.
That's beautiful. Oh, child, I got to do that song.
You know, while we're sitting here having such a good time, I ought to let people know that something's going on here. My guest is Shirley Horn. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. Thank you. You know what I would really love to do, and I don't know how you feel about this, but if I could play one for you to sing, it's sort of nervy of me, but I'm just thinking maybe I'll enjoy it. In fact, I know I'll enjoy it. It would be wonderful.
And it'd be my pleasure. You know, you have such sensitivity, and you play such good stuff. You just play good stuff.
Well, I'll try to play some good stuff. Yeah. And stay out of your way. Now, let's see if I can do that. What could we do together? How about It Could Happen to You?
How about, okay, all right.
You know, I used to hear Bud Powell play that tune a lot.
Really?
Years ago when I was at the Hickory House, and
that's
I used to go...
you were at the Hickory House.
Sure, a long time. And that's why I got so much of my jazz education, going over to Birdland between sets.
Yeah.
And if either hearing the Duke Ellington Band or Charlie Parker or Dizzy or Bud Powell.
I missed all that, you know. I remember hearing about you being at the Hickory House, you know.
And well.
Because, I was in New York then, but I knew about you, a lot about you.
Well, I was just sort of trying to learn all I could, and that was one place. And that's where how I always think of this tune, but I didn't mean to digress because I'm dying to hear you sing it, and we're going to do it in what key?
B flat, huh?
Okay. All right.
Hide your heart from sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms could be, and then it happened to me. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring, it could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms could be.
Boy, that's quite an experience. That's really interesting because I'm supposed to be following you, but you were more following me, I think.
Yes, I was.
And I probably didn't stretch out or be as daring as I could have been. I was really kind of stepping on eggs. If we ever do that again, maybe I might.
That was wonderful.
Branch out. It was a lot of fun.
Such a pleasure, you know. And I know your work a lot, so it was very good for me.
Well,
thank you.
Now, while I'm recovering from that, I'd like to try, I'd like to get into a little regular kind of duet again with you and myself.
Okay.
And how about, there is no greater love than what I feel for you by Isham Jones.
Who's that?
Isham Jones wrote
Isham
that.
Isham Jones, really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. He wrote the music. Now somebody will be mad at me because I can't remember who wrote the
yeah,
lyric.
No,
can you?
No.
Somebody will write in and tell us.
That's right.
Well, go ahead. You set your tempo and I'll...
Okay.
You know, it's funny. That tune sounds good in C.
Yeah, it does.
And it's funny how if you change keys, things are altogether different. I always play that tune in B flat for some reason or other. I think because the bass player likes it in that key or some ridiculous reason.
I like the C sounds brighter to me, you know.
Well, all the keys have their own kind of their own personality, don't they? Because I love to play in B, but only ballads.
I can't play in B.
Well, it's
a struggle for me.
Well, I can't really play too many up-tempo tunes. I suppose I could, but the bass player always hates you if you try to.
I know.
In fact, I used to do something now. I think it's probably terrible that I used to do at the Hickory House. I would start the night maybe playing a tune in five flats.
Yeah.
And I guess there's no open strings.
Right.
Something. And the bass player, Bill Crow, I think it was, he would look at the drummer and go, "Why?" And I never could figure what he meant. Like, he'd say, "Why?" And I found out later, that's what it was.
Yeah, why?
Why? But I'd never thought about things like that. Well, after all this talk about playing in the key of B, I think I'm going to play something for you, but maybe not in that key. Maybe in the key that Bill Crow didn't like, five flats. And this is a tune I really love. It never entered my mind. Do you like that one?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I bet you sing that one, don't you?
Yeah.
Lovely lyric. Sort of masochistic, but great to sing. Great to sing and play. All right, well, here goes. Thank you.
beautiful.
Well, Shirley, we might as well let people in on what's happening. My guest is Shirley Horn. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. I'm having a good time, are you?
Me too. I'm having a ball.
You know what I would love to hear is you sing and play a tune that's one of my all-time favorites, both the melody and the lyrics, For All We Know. Could you do that?
Sure.
Okay.
For all we know, we may never meet again. Before we go, make this moment sweet again. Say good night. Until the last minute, I'll hold out my hand. And my heart would be in it, will be in. For all we know, this may only be a dream. They come and go, like the ripple on a stream. So love me tonight. Tomorrow was made for some. Tomorrow may never come. For all we know, for all we know, for all we know. This may only be a dream. They come and go, like the ripple on a stream. Love me tonight. Tomorrow. tomorrow may never come. For all we know, for all we know, for all we know.
That's heaven. It almost made my heart stop.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's a beautiful song.
It's a beautiful song. And then you went, stinker.
Yeah.
you're saying, well, this is a beautiful song, but now I'm going to get back into another mood.
Right.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm having a good time. And I think I've got myself together enough to ask you if we can do another tune. I mean, with me playing and you singing, would you be willing to try another one?
I'd love it.
All right. You know, I'm as fond of these really sad ballads as you are.
Yeah.
And hearing you sing the lyric and then I'll play some chords, that would really please me. And I hope that you'll enjoy it too. This one's going to be What? I'm a Fool to Want.
Fool to What?
That is some tune.
Such a fool to want you. To want a love that can't be true. A love that's there for others too. I'm a fool to hold you. Such a fool to hold you. To seek a kiss, not mine alone. To share a kiss the devil has known. Time and time again, I said I'd leave you. Then would come the time when I would need you. And once again, these words I'd have to say. Take me back, I love you. Pity me, I need you. I know it's wrong, it must be wrong, but right or wrong, I can't get along without you.
Ooh, that is some song.
Isn't it? It's really a...
And the way you do it, I mean, that is a kind of a rendition. That from life, that sounds as if from life.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's how we do all these things, really, isn't it? You draw on some kind of some kind of life experience.
That's right. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for a chance to play some kind of one foot in the gutter blues. But before we do, I want to tell you, Shirley Horn, it's so nice of you to come and do the show again. Well, only once but twice, and we'll have to do it more times.
It's my pleasure.
Well, anyway, I wish you luck with all your projects.
Thank you so much.
Now wish me luck playing a few choruses with you on the blues.
Come on, Jen, let's get up. Get down.
Get down. I'm going to try. All right.
Thank you.
That worked out. Well, that was just as much fun as I expected it to be, Shirley Horn.
I really enjoyed it. So much fun.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland. Her guest today has been NEA Jazz Master Shirley Horn. This broadcast originally aired in 1990. Join us each week at this time as Piano Jazz brings you outstanding artists for an hour of music and conversation. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson. Recording engineer Andrew Milano. Mastering engineer Bill Sexton. Production assistant Doug Keith. Executive producer William D. Hay. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. You can find more information about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz or listen to a recent program on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. There you'll also find a link to our free weekly preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art, from the Friends of Piano Jazz and from NPR. And support also comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service Department of the Interior. The original broadcast from 1990 was made possible in part through grants from Exxon Corporation. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.